This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The city of Denver is being sued over how police handled Black Lives Matter protests. CPR's Mayor Ortega reports.
The seven plaintiffs in the case range from a local freelance photojournalist to a union organizer and a small business owner. They say police used excessive force and violated their First Amendment rights. Elizabeth Wong with Lovey & Lovey is representing them.
They all experienced tear gas and to varying degrees, pepper spray as well. Some of them were hit directly with pepper bullets or other projectiles that were shot at them or into a crowd by the Denver police.
The plaintiffs want compensation from police, a civilian-run city department that oversees investigations into law enforcement officers in Denver, is investigating DPD's handling of the protests. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser wants the Trump administration to withdraw an executive order that allows infrastructure and energy projects to bypass federal environmental regulations. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The Trump order instructs agencies to use their emergency authority in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic to expedite projects by condensing the requirements and timelines of environmental reviews. The administration says the order will help speed up economic recovery. Weiser joined 15 other attorneys general in a letter to the president, speaking out against the order. They argue that ignoring possible environmental impacts to rush projects is reckless and dangerous. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The mayor of Richmond, Virginia, talks about his resolution to remove city-owned Confederate monuments immediately. Then, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russian bounties paid to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops are yet another reason why the Trump administration has been trying to end America's longest war. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Republican Senator Cory Gardner is in an unusual position heading into the general election. He is an incumbent who is an underdog. CPR's Washington reporter Caitlin Kim has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 73 and sunny in Vail, 84 and windy in Denver, 89 and sunny for Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News.